This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
The annual gathering of Walmart shareholders continues today. The event brings thousands of visitors to the region through the end of the week. Concerts, vendor fairs, and the annual shareholders meeting will take place this week. After a series of concerts for company employees and shareholders from artists including Bob Seger, the annual shareholders meeting is scheduled for Friday morning at Bud Walton Arena on the University of Arkansas campus.
Gas prices in Arkansas are falling but remain higher than this time last year. According to ArkansasGasPrices.com, the cost of an average gallon of gas in Arkansas fell by almost a nickel last week to $3.59. Still, gas prices in Arkansas are about a dollar higher than this time in 2010. The national average cost for a gallon of gasoline is $3.77.
The University of Arkansas's Engineering Research Center will receive a $2.5 million renovation over the next 18 months. The university says most of the labs in the building are in good shape, but some general building issues need to be addressed. Electrical systems will be upgraded and safety features, including emergency lighting, will be improved.
Play is underway for the Arkansas Razorback golf team in Oklahoma today on the second day of the NCAA Golf Championships. The Razorbacks are in 12th place at the tournament in Stillwater. After 3 days of stroke play, the top eight teams will advance to a single elimination tournament to determine the national champions. This is the 18th time the golf team has advanced to the finals. Razorback golfer Austin Cook finished yesterday's first day of play tied for the fifth best score among all golfers.
And the Arkansas baseball team is traveling west today in advance of Friday's opening game in the NCAA tournament. The Hogs are the number 2 seed in the Tempe, Arizona regional that begins Friday. Arkansas will play the University of Charlotte Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock Central. The winner of that contest will play the winner of the Arizona State-New Mexico game Saturday night. The team that advances out of Tempe will play the winner of the regional being played this weekend in Austin, Texas.
And ahead on Ozarks at Large, your chance to win weekend passes to this weekend's Eureka Springs Blues Weekend. Headliners include, a lot of weekends there. Headliners include Elvin Bishop and Coco Montoya in all 34 different acts in 13 venues all over the village for a total of 62 performances for the 4 days. Today's trivia question, later, we'll give 3 lucky winners weekend passes for the event.